The Great Lakes Maritime Research Institute, based in Superior and Duluth, proposes looking at whether the SS Badger could run on natural gas. Such a conversion would free the ferry from ongoing criticism that it pollutes the air with too much coal smoke and dumps coal ash into the lake. Carr Ferry Vice President Linda Mattson says natural gas may be the best way to go.
It seems to be the fuel of the future for the shipping industry. It's incredibly green. It's the way that our company feels that the Badger will be operating on very soon. We just need a little bit more time to make that happen.
Mattson says a potential supplier of natural gas wants to see other vessels committed to using the fuel before they would build the proper infrastructure. The possible study comes as Wisconsin Republican Tom Petri has pushed the House of Representatives to include in a Coast Guard reauthorization bill a plan to let the Badger keep dumping the coal ash beyond a current deadline of December 2012. Amber Myers-Smith of the group Clean Wisconsin says, study or no, the House made a wrong move.
Well, we welcome any suggestions on how this can be done in the right way, but we just want to make sure that they're done within the deadlines that have already been given, because we can't just keep extending the compliance date, otherwise we'll never see any action.
Smith says a coalition of environmental groups will be asking Wisconsin Senators Herb Kohl and Ron Johnson to help strip the deal for the SS Badger from the Coast Guard bill. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.